Beauty harmonizes law and liberty. A great poem, when analyzed, is a set of detached sounds. The reader who finds out the meaning, which is the inner medium that connects the outer sounds, discovers a perfect law all through, which is never violated in the least. The law of the evolution of ideas, the law of the music and the form. But law, in itself, is a limit. It only shows that whatever is can never be otherwise. When man is exclusively occupied with the search for the links of causality, his mind succumbs to the tyranny of law in escaping from the tyranny of facts. In learning a language, when from mere words we reach the laws of words, we have gained a great deal. But if we stop at that point and only concern ourselves with the marvels of the formation of a language, seeking the hidden reason of all its apparent caprices, we do not reach the end. For grammar is not literature. Prosody is not a poem. When we come to literature, we find that though it conforms to rules of grammar, it is yet a thing of joy. It is freedom itself. The beauty of a poem is bound by strict laws, yet it transcends them. The laws are its wings. They do not keep it weighed down. They carry it to freedom. Its form is in a law, but its spirit is in beauty. Law is the first step towards freedom, and beauty is the complete liberation which stands on the pedestal of law. Beauty harmonizes in itself the limit and the beyond, the law and the liberty. In the world poem, the discovery of the law, of its rhythms, the measurement of its expansion and contraction, the movement and pause, the pursuit of its evolution of forms and characters are true achievements of the mind. But we cannot stop there. It's like a railway station, but the station platform is not our home.